I was leaving the day job in Sarasota. Stopped at my my regular Wawa over on State Road 70 in Bradenton. Close to I-75.
Hell yeah.
I'm there at least 5 days a week on the way home. Grab my $1 coffee, and I look over, and there is Tim Hemp and his two twin hockey-playing boys.
Yeah.
I was gonna say hot boys.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, Jesus.
That's what I thought you were to say.
They're good-looking kids, but I would never call them hot. That's it's very weird.
Okay.
I mean, their dad's pretty damn adorable. The guy rocks a mullet still. Gets away with it. So, I'm thinking it'd be funny to just give double birds to them across the...
In front of the children.
Across the Wawa.
And everybody else that's there.
Until he notices me, not thinking that there's probably 15 people in the store.
Yeah.
But I owned it. I committed to it. I double birded until he looked up and saw me, and then I started laughing. And then I hung out with Tim Hemp and the boys for a few minutes while they were waiting on their milkshakes. And then I asked his sons if their milkshakes brought all the girls to the yard. And that's when he had to explain to me, they have no idea what you're talking about. Their mom probably loves that song, but no, not them. And I'm like, okay, I'm stupid.
That was a great tune.
I thought it was too.
Khalees, I believe?
Yes. The great Khalees.
Mm.
Yes. Coming up in the show, we have a whole, I want to say it's a realty story that is one of my favorite stories of the day.
A realty?
Realty. Yeah, somebody's selling a home.
Oh, okay.
But the reason...
I thought you were trying to say reality and you were getting confused.
Yes, I had a mini stroke in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot earlier and that's what happened. Social shout-outs are coming up. In the meantime, guess who's here, folks? It is Eric Young's The Voodoo Chef. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, buddy?
How are you, man?
Dude, recovering from a couple busy weekends. How about you?
Oh, man. Gasparilla was so fun Saturday.
We partied, man.
Like, last year was our inaugural year for the Voodoo Crew.
It was.
And we partied like rock stars. But for some reason, this year was, it's like we're experienced. It felt like we've been a crew for 10 years already. We had, everything was squeaky clean. The crew was awesome. Everybody around us from Tampa 2 Security to Steps Towing, who drug our boat. Everybody was just the best, and it was so much fun.
You know, you couldn't put it better. Last year, as a new crew, we were kind of feeling our way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not your traditional crew. We don't operate like a traditional crew. And now it's like we're coming into our own. People are kind of understanding the way we work, and people are starting to blend and mesh, and it's such a great feeling. I mean... Everyone on
the word's getting out about us, too. I saw on Facebook, I'm friends with Michelle and Greg Baker on Facebook.
Yep.
And Michelle tagged one of my Facebook posts, tagged Greg and said, how are you not in this crew? It's a crew full of chefs. And I'm like, that's a good point. He'd make a great voodoo guy. I don't know, but I want all the great chefs in the Voodoo Crew.
You know my secret Greg Baker story?
No.
His band opened for Nirvana.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's cool in itself. Forget being a chef. He opened for Nirvana.
Uh-huh. I love his rants on Facebook cuz he is a classic chef and you'll see him just going off about everything that has to do with the restaurant industry. It makes me so happy.
It's fun. And then he'll talk about like these cats or something.
Yeah, absolutely. But the weather was perfect. I got a little drunk on the boat, but I think a lot of people did.
You did. You popped that bottle and someone said, was that champagne?
Yeah, I popped champagne and I also, Marcello gave it to me Friday night from Gennaro's. He's one of my best friends ever. And he's like, this is for the parade tomorrow, my friend. So I was like, you know what? Then that's where I'm going to drink it, for Marcello. And I popped it and the cork came out a little quicker than I wanted to. Scared the hell out of me. And then popped right in my face. And you know how much I don't like that.
Need a warning.
I start drinking it, and I'm like, this is delicious champagne. And I was like, maybe I'm a douchebag, but I like the flavor of champagne. I don't know a lot of people that do. They just drink it for New Year's or whatever. But I drank the entire bottle, and I'm toasting people in the crowd. They were going crazy. Everybody's loving the Voodoo Crew.
It was a great time.
You're up on the bow with your guitar, you're harnessed in, and you're just singing. That was way better, too. Last year, it was, we had...
kind of crowded.
Yeah, we had Ragged Old Souls up on the top like we did this year. But you at the bow, like, here's the voodoo chef with his big, sexy guitar, and your lead singing, you know, rock and roll all night. And it's like the crowd.
I don't know if you saw, I actually gave a guitar to somebody on the parade route.
Did not see that.
Gave one of the guitars to somebody on the parade route.
Who was it? Had to be a VIP.
It was a VIP.
Yeah.
They got a guitar.
Absolutely.
And then at one point, you and I were both up there.
Yeah.
I'm like, Johnny, come up. Let's sing Living After Midnight. And you're up there singing.
Yeah.
I don't know the words.
I'm making the lyrics up. I have no idea how to sing it. But I was like, can we do Johnny B in the Key of A? I know that one really well. But at one point, I was very feeling good. You went down to use the bathroom or something.
I went to check on the band.
So I saw this mic stand and a microphone unattended on the bow of the boat.
Oh boy.
And I felt as if it was really my duty at that point to fill that empty spot. Like, it was obligatory. Like, I'm Johnny B, the microphone ninja. I can't leave this mic unattended. I have to step up for the voodoo crew.
It's hysterical. You said I was harnessed in.
You were.
And the logistics team would not let me get up there unless they harnessed me in.
Drunk Johnny forgot.
So when you and I got up there, I actually stepped down and I was holding you by your costume.
Because that's going to save me.
Exactly. One of the other crew members was laughing. They were making, you know, the Titanic jokes about me and you and all that stuff.
Would have loved to see that fall.
So then
hey.
We
went. God.
Then, you know, you came down, and next thing I know, I'm gone, and I hear Johnny on the mic, and I'm like, where the hell is that coming from? And I turn around, and I can just barely see over the sails of our pirate ship, and I see Johnny's head up there on the microphone just going to town.
I was working the crowd, man. They were screaming.
Were you singing, or?
No, I was more hype, man, than it. I sang a little bit, but I was like, Tampa Bay, Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone, and the place erupted, just like they erupted when he announced you. The funniest lady in radio.
I didn't hear.
Right. Well, he did, and the crowd loved it. They knew who you were. They went crazy. But when I said, it's me, Johnny B, 102.5 The Bone, the place went nuts. And I'm like, make some noise if you want these beads. And they were going crazy. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I know Chef's proud of me right now because I just stepped up, and I am working this crowd. And then Ed comes up. He's our security. And he goes, bro, you need, or maybe it was Spider. I think
no,
Spider.
It was Ed. It was Ed
or Spider came up and said, hey, man, you're not harnessed in. And I go, I got the balance of 20 ninjas. And they're like, get your ninja ass off that bow.
So you were taking, like, stops?
What do you mean?
Because you had time to go to the bathroom?
We have bathrooms on the boat, man. We got a big-ass boat.
Not one bathroom.
Yeah.
Four.
By the way.
On one float?
Yeah.
Yes, man.
By the way, they get really mad if you go number two in a urinal.